Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much. And I very much appreciate you joining me here today on Auto World. We're going to have lots of cool stuff happening on today's broadcast. In this hour, we're going to be bringing you up to speed on some of the latest automotive news. And also, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who I met out in Los Angeles this past week at the LA Auto Show, who's got a very innovative website, and we'll talk to him about the website as well as some of the opinions he has about the LA Auto Show. In hour number two of the program, we are going to be joined by Mike Caudill from NADA Guides, and we're going to be talking to him about also about the LA Auto Show. And speaking of the LA Auto Show, we'll be joined also in hour number two by another gentleman who helped me out at the LA Auto Show, who works with Adam Carolla and has a very cool website also to tell us all about. In hour number three of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be talking about holiday shopping. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about the latest and greatest at California Car Cover Company with Jimmy DeFrank, who's not only a member of the DeFrank family, which owns California Car Company, but he's also a noted drag racer as well. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at our usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll throw out some trivia, and, of course, we're going to have some fun here on the broadcast as well. Anytime, you can email me up as well. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. Let me bring you up to speed on some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And this news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It is America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, you can log on to their corporate website, www.goldeagle.com. Well, as I've been rambling on about here, the big news of this past week is, of course, the firing of the General Motors president, Fritz Henderson, the CEO, which happened just moments before the opening of the LA Auto Show in Los Angeles. He was scheduled to be the keynote speaker out there, and so there had to be some late scrambling to find a replacement. It was Bob Lutz who flew in from Detroit to give the keynote speech, but kind of interesting timing on the firing of Mr. Henderson, because certainly General Motors had a number of significant products introduced at the show, and I just wonder the logic of why they decided to fire him at that moment, because it forced a lot of the reporters on hand to start asking questions about the firing rather than concentrating on some of the new product that was introduced at the show. And there was a number of significant new products from General Motors, including Brian Nesbitt, who is the new head of the Cadillac division, a former designer and now general manager of the Cadillac division. I spoke with him about one of the models making its world debut, the production version of the Cadillac CTS Coupe. Many consider this to be the halo model for Cadillac, and it's kind of ironic. I was speaking with somebody from the Kelley Blue Book about this. Years ago, it used to be like the big car in the lineup was the halo car. Well, it just so happens the CTS is the smallest of all the Cadillacs currently on sale. However, it is the one that has won the most acclaim. We will see a V incarnation, a high-performance incarnation of this striking CTS coupe in the not-too-distant future as well. Probably one of the more unusual styling features of this vehicle, like the Corvette and like the Cadillac XLR. It doesn't have any door handles. It has just these latches that are solenoid operated. Got a quick glimpse at the car, and it's one of those cars that I really want to like, but for whatever reason, I just can't quite warm up to it. Time will tell. Maybe it will look better on the street than it does on the auto show floor. Quite often that happens with a number of automobiles. Also unveiled at L.A. from General Motors was the long-awaited successor to the Chevrolet Cobalt, which, of course, was the successor to the much-maligned Chevrolet Cavalier. There's been a lot of buzz about this vehicle, so called the Chevrolet Cruze. However, people are already questioning it, saying it's really not the world-class car that that General Motors promised. So no one has had a chance to drive the production version yet, but we shall see. As they say, Ford made some headlines doing a little catch-up with GM on the Mustang side of the fence. It was a year ago that Ford unveiled the 2010 version of the Mustang at the 2009 LA Auto Show, and here they go again for 2009. Here they have introduced the 2011 variant of the Mustang in V6 configuration, the V6 all-new, replacing the 4-liter unit, which has been standard equipment in the Mustang since it was revitalized back in 95. But this engine equals and surpasses the power plant that is in the Camaro, the V6 power plant, churning out 305 horsepower and delivering an amazing 30 miles per gallon on the highway. That's a remarkable achievement. Ford is also going to bring over a number of the bits and pieces from the Ford GT bin and make them standard equipment on this six-cylinder Mustang, the entry-level Mustang. It's going to get the GT's brakes and also a number of other significant suspension and braking upgrades. Speaking of Ford and the Mustang, rumor has it that Detroit will be the venue that Ford will take the wraps off the 2011 Mustang V8, at least the base V8, the Mustang GT, an all-new engine punched out to 5 liters and reportedly puts out in the 400 horsepower range. They're doing a little bit of catch-up here with Camaro, which has the SS power plant, which is available in two different configurations depending on if you get the automatic or the manual transmission, but we're talking anywhere from 420 to 430 some odd horsepower. So Ford, I would imagine, is going to have to play in that same league to keep pace with the folks at Chevrolet. It is rumored that there is another Shelby Mustang in the works. Matter of fact, I know for a fact it's in the works. It's going to be called the GT350. This will be sold alongside, I would imagine, the GT500. It will have a smaller engine. It will be less powerful. It will be reportedly a better handler. However, when talking with executive editor Matt Stone from Motor Trend Magazine about this Shelby GT350, I asked him, was it going to be more affordable? And he didn't think so. He thought it would be probably in the same ballpark as the current GT500, you know, which is basically a $45,000 to $50,000 plus vehicle. His reasoning being that it's going to be produced in very limited numbers, about a 1,000 year run, and the cars will be partially manufactured in Michigan and then shipped out to the Las Vegas Shelby facility for final finishing. So it will be interesting to see that vehicle when it does come down the pike. Other significant unveils in Los Angeles included the North American debut of the supercars from Mercedes-Benz, the SLS, the supercar from Lexus, the LFA, the iconic XJ sedan also. Very important car from Ford called the Fiesta and a new Mazda. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more about L.A. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which a homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today, 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live across North America. We appreciate you being here. And right now, we're going to welcome a gentleman that I met out at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. He's got a cool website. It's called rawautos.com. Let's all welcome Josh Lewis to the airways of Auto World. Josh, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. Well, tell us a little bit about your website. How did it get its start?
Well, first off, I'd like to take this time to thank you for letting me be on today. And basically, I got my start with Raw Autos when I was in college. I wasn't really going anywhere, as most people my age in college do. I was sitting around thinking, like, well, what can I do with my life? And I was talking to a friend of mine who's a lawyer, and he was saying, you know, college isn't for everybody. And, you know, I love cars. I'm a big car guy. I've had, you know, many cars over the years. I've grown up in a car family. And I belong to tons and tons and tons of automotive enthusiast websites and forums. And it's kind of funny. He was like, why don't you go sell cars? So I was like, okay. So I became a car salesman for a Mazda Kia dealership. And after that, I was thinking about starting, you know, trying to do something more. And I went to a friend of mine who owns a very, very well-known tech website. And I was just talking to him, and I was like, you know, what can I do about writing about cars? I want to write about cars. And he said, well, start your own website. I was like, well, okay, maybe. So I went and talked with a friend of mine who is a web hoster, owns his own web hosting company. And he and I together created RawAutos.com and just kind of hit the ground running October 1st, 2007, and just been trying to push along ever since.
That's great. And you've gotten the opportunity to travel around to lots of great automotive events like the L.A. Auto Show. Give us an idea of some of the other places that you visited.
Well, the L.A. Auto Show I've visited twice. It's actually the only auto show that I've actually visited because last year I was going to go to earlier this year I was going to go to Detroit, but some unfortunate things happened within my family that I had to stay home. But I have one of the more fun things I've done is some of the press launches for Ford up in Michigan. And also I went up there and became a test driver, a registered test driver through their test driving program in Romeo, Michigan.
Oh, that's great.
And, yeah. And that was a lot of fun. That was really cool. They had me up there. I was one of, I think, you know, like five or six journalists that have done it so far.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool because the highest you can be without test driver wise, without being a Ford employee, is a tier level 3, and the highest you can be as a Ford employee is a tier level 4. So, you know, I passed all my stuff with flying colors and was worked so hard. I'm telling you, that was probably the most nerve wracking thing. So I was like, okay, this is not a video game anymore. This is not, you know, the back streets of your neighborhood. This is, you know, real life. You know, can you actually hack it? And luckily, I was able to push through. So,
well, that must have been quite an experience. That's excellent. So what'd you think about the LA Auto Show? Let's talk about some of your favorite vehicles. I know you were quite fond of the XJ from Jaguar.
I was. And I, you know, it's one of those cars when it first came out, I was like, oh, wow. You know, I've never been a huge Jaguar fan because they just made kind of dull cars, in my opinion. You know, they've made a lot of automatics, obviously. And, you know, it's like I wanted to go back to the glory days of the 60s, you know, where they had the E-types and everything. And, you know, now they're starting to get back into that with the XF and the XJ. And the XJ to me is one of the most beautiful cars I think I've ever seen. And I think it's a perfect design. So
yeah,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
They really did a very good job. I think Ian Callum, who we got a chance to interview there on Motor Trend, same guy that penned the XK and the XF, and now he has kind of followed through with the same type of design language with the XJ.
Mm-hmm. And I think it shows that Jaguar is really trying to be serious with their current designs, but also I think with their engines now, with the supercharged V8s that they've got for the XFR, for the XKR, and also what will go into the XJ as well. I think it's just a phenomenal engine that they've really been working with.
Absolutely. And you got to love the interior of that new XJ. They certainly spent a lot of time on that.
It is beautiful. I was actually talking with Johnny Lieberman from Autoblog, the Jaguar party the other night, and we were both just talking about the design of it, general design of it. And I said, you know, it's amazing inside and out that this is one of the few cars, because I'm a big BMW guy. I love BMWs. And I get flack for it every day. You know, I'm called a BMW fanboy all the time, which is perfectly fine because, you know, you're always going to have something bad to say about the winner, you know. I was talking to Johnny, and I said, you know, this is a car that would very possibly make me buy this over a 7 Series. The XJ is just that fantastic to me.
And it's got some really cool features. I mean, not only performance-wise, I mean, they're talking 0 to 60 with the standard engine in 5.4 seconds and the supercharged 4.9 and 4.7. So those are pretty quick vehicles considering the size of this car. I mean, this is no small car.
Right. You're looking at well over 4,000 pounds, and you think about it, and you think, wow. You know, and I was looking at the numbers on the XFR. Jaguar estimates a 4.7 second 0-60 on the XFR.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, most people are getting it between 4.1 and 4.3, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, what are they going to do with this, you know, 510 horsepower, you know, monster that is the XJ? What's going to happen with that? I mean, is that going to hit 4.5 seconds and faster? I mean, is that really going to be, you know, even better like the XFR has shown to be?
I know. That's true.
In fact, I was talking to a lot of people at the show, and just the XFR is just, it's become such a crowd pleaser. And I am, you know, the Jaguar brand now has become a crowd pleaser. And I'm a manual guy. I love manual transmissions. But I'm sitting there looking at Jaguars. I'm going, oh, my God. I think I could seriously buy a Jaguar and actually be happy with myself.
Very good, Josh. And certainly, again, the interior on this vehicle has a lot of features that are kind of groundbreaking. They got that DVD screen, which splits between the driver and the passenger so that the driver can look at the NAS system. The passenger could theoretically be looking at a movie. And just the quality of materials, too, to me, seems like Jaguar has always been great in that department, but they've upped the bar a little bit further, you know, almost bringing it into, you know, Bentley-esque territory.
I agree. I see this now as a Jaguar that's really representing a different, you know, a more 21st century side of Jaguar, where they're taking it into new territory, where BMW went, you know, with Chris Bagwell and Adrian Van Hooydonk. I think Jaguar now with Ian Callum, I think, you know, his name has become even more synonymous lately.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back on the other side here, we'll talk more about Ian, and we'll talk BMWs, and we'll talk more of the LA Auto Show with Josh Lewis. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Josh Lewis joins us from the website rawautos.com. We're talking about the recently concluded press days of the LA International Auto Show. It's now officially open to the public, and we're asking Josh about some of his favorite vehicles and the favorite happenings that he got to do at the show. Josh, I understand you got a chance to talk with Patrick Dempsey. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did. That was very entertaining. I was walking through the Mazda booth and saw the new Mazda 2, and it was quite funny. I just all of a sudden see Patrick Dempsey, just standing there next to the Mazda Speed 2 or Mazda 2 race car that they were doing, and I just walked up to him, and everybody's trying to talk to him at the same time, and he just happened to come off the stage a little bit, and I just grabbed him for a second, just asked him a few questions, and asked the normal stuff all car guys want to know about, you know, him being a racing guy. You know, I asked him about his love for Paul Newman and Steve McQueen in racing and who he'd rather be compared to. And it was pretty interesting, his answer, and he's a big IWC watch guy. I was asking about his collection of watches, and which is funny. My brother, my dad, and I actually all collect watches, and my dad has a few IWC watches as well. So it was funny to talk to him about watches. And see that he was wearing one of the same ones that my father actually owned. But I was marveled at the fact that you didn't so much interview Patrick Dempsey as you more or less had a conversation with him. I think that was probably the most impressive thing about him. And I think he was just a really, really nice guy. I was really surprised about that. And no publicists were around him at all. No managers, no agents, nobody.
Wow, that must have been great. Tell us a little bit more about his racing and comparisons to Paul Newman and to Steve McQueen.
Well, I was asking him about, you know, who he'd rather be compared to, like I said, and I thought it was pretty funny that he said that, you know, he could never be compared to those guys. And he said You know, the people know him as this McDreamy character, this fictional character that he could never live up to, but that he can live up to this, you know, racing guy and racing enthusiast. And that he was saying that you really can't compare him to Newman or McQueen because those two guys were, you know, legends in a different way. Now, whether Patrick Dempsey will become a legend, you know, in his own right in the future, you know, we'll hopefully see, you know, soon. But, you know, he's done a lot, you know, I think in terms of just the past few years, you know, to warrant himself being a true racing guy, you know, taking part ownership in his racing team and also being a racing driver for Mazda and really promoting, you know, the actual race cars. I think that's been really good for him to also kind of include him in that list of Steve McQueen and Paul Newman. But I was surprised that he also knew a lot of racing history about Paul Newman and Steve McQueen, too. I mean, he was spouting out different, basically, you know, trivia questions and answers right then and there, and I was pretty impressed by that.
He must have, definitely studied up on it or read Matt Stone's books on both of the subjects.
It's funny. He was actually talking about Matt Stone's new book coming out about Paul Newman and everything. And I thought that was really cool. He's like, it's like you got him talking about this and he just became like a little kid again, talking about the cars and racing, you know, like a little kid watching Speed Channel, you know, or something like that. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Mazda 2 and the Ford variant, the Festiva Fiesta. What do you think of those cars?
I think they're great. You know, I've been I sold cars for Mazda, and I constantly beg the regional people. You know, can you please tell somebody at Mazda to bring Mazda 2 over? And they're like, yeah, whatever. But you know, we sold so many Mazda 3s, and I'm a big fan of the Mazda brand. I had two Mazdas myself, and I saw the Mazda 2 over in Europe, and I saw how well it did. And I was like, God, I wish we could get that car over here. And the same thing with the Ford Fiesta. You know, I've ever since I started writing, you know, and really getting close to Ford, I kept telling them, look, you need to bring over the European Focus, you need to bring over the European Fiesta. I mean, you really need to bring these two over here. And I think that it's marvelous that they finally did. I wish we had a three-door version of each, but, you know, the five-door and the four-door I'm okay with. But I think that they will be not just hot sellers for the people who are looking for good gas mileage, but I think it's also going to be – they're both going to be hot sellers for people like me who, you know, at times would like to have a small car that's good on gas but still very fun and sporty to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that they're excellent packages. I think Ford and Mazda are both – going to prove to be even more brilliant by bringing both those cars over here.
It seems you know, both of them have high hopes on it. And when you look at the Ford Fiesta display there in Los Angeles, I mean, they had so many tricked out variants of the vehicle. I thought it was a little bit unusual. What do you think they're doing? Why do you think they're doing that, Josh? Just to kind of attract the younger crowd and just to show that this vehicle can be really customized to one's desire?
Well, I think so. And I think, you know, many hit the nail on the head a couple years ago when they started doing their advertising of, you know, how many different variations of a Mini Cooper you could make. And I think people saw that in the automotive industry and they're like, whoa, you know, people really do want variation. People want different things. Not many people want to pull up to a traffic light or to a grocery store parking lot or any type of parking lot for whatsoever and see their identical car right next to them or right down, you know, a couple of spaces down. Nobody really wants to see that. And I think that they just showed it for the younger crowd, like you said, that really want a different variation, that want to be different from everybody else. Because you ask somebody like me, I'm 23, and you ask anybody my age, younger and a little bit older than me, what we want. We all want to be different than the guy next to us. We all try and be different. And I think that is, in a sense, like you said, their answer for the younger crowd.
I was talking at the top of the show of the not-so-great timing of the firing of Fritz Henderson there from General Motors. I think it was kind of a dumb move on GM's part because it forced so many of the reporters to focus in on that rather than the product unveils, because GM actually had a number of significant product unveils.
I agree. you know, they've got the Chevy Cruze and the Chevy Volt that they brought out, and General Motors in general, you know, with the Cadillac CTS Coupe and the Converge, you know, and the Buick Regal. I think it was very bad, very poor timing on their part, but I think they were looking at it going, okay, well, you know, do they really want Fritz Henderson up there speaking when maybe there were some bad, you know, tensions between them going into the show?
Yeah.
But at the same time, me personally, I don't think Fritz Henderson should have really even been the, you know, at the head of General Motors, at the helm of it. I didn't see him from day one being somebody that was a go-getter, that was going to go, okay, let's really put everything on the table and, see what works and what doesn't work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, I think Bob Lutz being there was a nice thing. I mean, Bob Lutz talking ever is, you know, there's going to be some type of controversy or some type of entertainment, but I just think I agree with you. I think it was bad timing on their part, because it showed how insecure General Motors can really be from the inside out and from the outside in even as well.
Our telephone number is 800-429-8251. If somebody has a question for Josh Lewis from rawautos.com, we'd love to hear from you. And Josh, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the driving that you did out in Los Angeles, because I know I was doing all my radio stuff, but you actually got the chance to drive a few vehicles that a number of the manufacturers were offering, kind of ride and drives.
I did, yes. I did. One of the ones I did was the Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, which was actually, you know, a pretty cool vehicle in its own right.
Excellent. When we come back, I want to hear more about that and more of your drives. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com. We're talking about the recently concluded press days of the L.A. International Auto Show. And before the break, Josh was telling us about his chance to drive several vehicles at the show. And Josh, sorry, we ran into the break there. Tell us about some of the vehicles you got a chance to drive.
Well, I drove the Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. I drove the Volkswagen Golf TDI. Then I took out the Porsche Cayenne diesel, and then the BMW Active Hybrid X6 and the Active Hybrid 7 Series as well.
Very good. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the Active Hybrid system in those BMWs, because that's kind of new technology.
It is, and it's actually really great technology. It's the same 4.4 liter V8, the twin turbo V8 that comes in both of those vehicles, the X6 and the 7 Series. But it is attached, or it also attached to it is an electric motor, 120 volt electric motor that actually takes the horsepower from the standard of 400 horsepower to 465 horsepower, and instead of 450 pound feet of torque, you have 516 pound feet of torque. So basically, the same torque that you get in a 2010 911 turbo. And it's marvelous. Both vehicles are very, very good. I mean, I was surprised. I'm not much of a hybrid guy myself, just because I like fun, sporty cars. But those two, I was like, wow. You know, this changed my whole attitude on hybrid vehicles, you know, being lazy, just, you know, city vehicles. And they were marvelous.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the other vehicles that you drove. You drove a plug-in. Explain to our listeners what that's like.
The plug-in was pretty interesting. The plug-in Ford Escape, of course, they unplug the cars. I'm about to leave, and there's, interestingly enough, there's a little percentage readout on the, if you're looking at the front of the car, there's a little percentage readout of how much the battery's been charged on the rear view mirror. Right, looking right at you. So it's this like little blue thing. And I was like, oh wow, it only had 62% fully charged battery. And so I got in it and drove it. And it was nice because, you know, you could drive around, just kind of cruise in it. And it actually was not that down on power. It was actually pretty easy to drive and pretty simple, just like most of the hybrids are. And it had, you know, enough motor to really actually power it throughout the city. And even to go on the highway, obviously it's got an engine that actually powers it down the highway. But also when I pulled back in, I backed it into the space and plugged it back in, and I forgot that I'd left the car on. I couldn't hear it at all. I was like, oh, geez, whoops.
Oh, that's cool. So that was excellent that they had the opportunity, they gave folks the opportunity to take vehicles out, the journalists, different brands. How was the Porsche Cayenne diesel?
Abundant power, a lot of power, but very not. It was the transmission was not so great in it from first to second. It kind of had like this jumpy transmission that I almost felt like I was driving like a mid-90s automatic BMW. That's how it felt like. It just kind of jumped in the second gear and popped into it. And it was nice, but it was not as exciting as I expected it to be. It was kind of just average. And I expected it to be so much more fun, but it was kind of dull. I was pretty surprised. And also that may have been enhanced by one of the press people that was in one of the Porsche press people that was in the car with me, who was very dull as a person as well. He had a rather dull personality. Like every time I would tell a joke or say something funny or just kind of talk about anything, he was like, yes, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's great.
Very good. So of all the vehicles you got to drive, which one was your favorite?
Oh man, I would have to say the Active Hybrid X6. The 7 was really good, but the X6 was like it was an SUV. It was an SUV with that much power. I felt like I could actually like crawl over cars and you know people in Los Angeles that didn't move out of the way quite you know so fast. I just felt so much more ease in it. And I felt like I could just like take it around the corner and burn off the tires, and then go up to the quarter mile track and then come back home and still get great gas mileage all the way through. That was definitely my favorite.
In walking around the show floor, let's talk about some of the supercars that we saw for the first time here in North America. The Mercedes had the SLS, the Gullwing, and Lexus had their carbon fiber and Kevlar intensive LFA. What did you think of those two models?
The SLS is gorgeous. The back end is a little, I thought they could have done something more with it. But the overall interior and the overall exterior, you look at it and you go, wow, this is what a Mercedes is. It's what a classic Mercedes-Benz is. I think they captured the classic design from the old Gullwing.
Yep.
But I think they were able to bring a nice 21st century appeal to it. And then you go to the LFA, which is, I think, I'm torn between saying brilliant and not so brilliant all at the same time. The V10, the 5-liter V10, is a great motor. It seems like a great motor. But in the car is good looking. I just don't know if it's $300,000 worth of a car. I see the interior and go, it's interesting looking, it's very technological, but I think, it almost seems too much of a video game versus real life. And that disappointed me with it.
And certainly the price tag is so steep. I mean, true, it does have a V10 engine, but it's using just a single clutch automatic manual transmission, and nowadays so many manufacturers now have the dual clutch as standard.
Right.
And, when you compare it with cars a lot cheaper, like the GTR from Nissan, which has all-wheel drive and a more sophisticated transmission, it doesn't look like a bargain, to say the least. They're only going to build a limited number, 500 for the world, probably 50 or 75 for the U.S. Do you think they'll have trouble selling them?
I really don't. I mean, they talked about right now they're not even going to sell them for the first, couple of years. They're actually going to lease them, and then at the end, people can buy them. I think that's a pretty smart move, on their part, because they're thinking, okay, well, what if people don't buy it? What if people are going to go, it's a Toyota, that's $300,000? Or, that's just, some people just don't like that idea. But, I think there are going to be enough buyers. I really do. I see that there are enough horrible cars out there that there are enough buyers for anyway. So why not give the Lexus LFA a try?
Very good. How about some of your other favorite vehicles from the LA Auto Show?
As bad as it's going to sound, because some people are like, well, what's the point of it? The Porsche Boxster Spider.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
I love the design of it. Great looking car. I mean, sure, it's not necessarily the most appealing. You know, it doesn't really have anything or a whole lot different from the regular Boxster S outside of, you know, some weight savings, some interior and, you know, different, somewhat different body and stuff like that. And, but I think it's one of those unique cars that really provides a nice heritage piece to Porsche's past existence.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. And then I think one of my other favorite cars would really have to be the Spikers, all the C8 Alerons and stuff like that. I am a big Spiker guy. I love them.
Yeah,
I think they're
very rare car. You don't see too many around.
You don't. I've never seen one actually in person outside of an auto show, and they're beautiful to look at, beautiful to behold. But if there's any car, any two cars that I would take home with me immediately, it would be between the Lotus Evora and the 911 GT3 RS.
Very good.
I think those two are just marvelous, just very, very good looking cars, very good feeling cars, and they've got that historic pedigree behind them both.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to check out the new Lotus. This is a four-seater Lotus that is powered actually by a Toyota-sourced six-cylinder engine, and it offers some luxury options, which we have not seen in the recent offerings from the Lotus brand. Definitely more of a grand touring type car, but I think a good move by the company.
I agree. I think, and I think it was also a very good move by the company to actually offer the back seats as optional.
That's true. Well, Josh, I really want to thank you very much for your time here today. Everybody, check out Josh's website, rawautos.com, and we'll do this again down the road.
Thank you, Bob, for having me on. You guys have a great night.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.